Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
our kids still aren't listening to us
or our music.
Okay, it's day four of Kevin and Dan week.
Thursday.
What we're going to do with this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, starring Jim Lenihan
and Patrick Foster,
is we are going to talk about family stuff. We like to do that once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're dads. We like music.
We do. And one of the things we try to do is get our kids to listen to stuff that we like.
It's an eternal struggle, I think, probably since the beginning of time.
So, introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, Kevin Goff.
And Dan Gursky.
And Kevin, you actually brought this up, that you're on a regular basis trying to, as you called it, indoctrinate your kids
into
certain bands or things, right?
You know, I'm always trying to pass along the music that I like to them, and moderate success, I would say. My daughter, the middle one, 15 years old, probably is the best example of sort of taking on to it, I guess. So much so that she likes to go to shows like I do.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to several shows. I don't know how she feels about going with her dad to these shows, but...
That's cool. I can't really get my daughter to go to shows with me. That I offer quite a bit, because a lot of clubs, you know, have all ages policies and things like that. And,
you know, for quite a time, I was working pretty regularly as a concert reviewer for a newspaper here, the Washington Post. And so I would often have, you know, plus one, so I'd get the opportunity to take my kids to shows, especially my two oldest daughters. My youngest, not so much, because by the time she was sort of concert-going age, I wasn't really doing that work anymore. I'd sort of moved on to something else. But I took MJ to see Ralph Stanley, the famous bluegrass musician at the Birchmere.
Little birdie, what makes you fly so high when you know that my true lover is waiting in the sky?
Because I thought, well, at least you get to see this guy. He's a legend, right? He's probably not going to be around that much longer. And Sadie, my oldest, I took her to see a Ziggy Marley concert at Wolf Trap. So those were kind of the first indoctrination. But they've tagged along here and there to various different things, you know, and seen shows. But I think, you know, just like Kevin, I have tried over the years to impress upon them mostly through car rides and mixtapes and things like that, right? That's the time where you have them captive, although it's so hard now with earphones and earbuds that, you know, you can barely get a conversation in, much less make them listen to a whole tape. But I probably would say the most successful venture down that lane was Nico Case. So my older daughter, Sadie, really took to Nico, and we have gone to see her, you know, four or five times together and enjoyed it every time. And she's become a pretty big Nico fan. There's just a lot about Nico that she likes, sort of the approach, the songwriting. Why don't we hear a little Nico Case in honor of that?
Led you to this hiding place, whose lightning threads spun silver tone. Red bells beckon you to ride, a handprint on the driver's side. It looks a lot like engine oil.
That voice, Kevin. That voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you. Nico remains a good family favorite.
And Kevin, didn't you see Patrick at a Nico Case?
Yeah, I remembered I had actually seen him one other time. You know, we work in the same building.
We do.
And I knew I had made his acquaintance before, but was not quite sure it was him. But happened to see him at a Nico Case show. So.
With the same night, I was with my daughter that night, and our old friend Mary Nohorniak was there as well.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so Kevin, what about you? How do you, what's your musical relationship with the kids?
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up a big U2 fan. I've seen U2 on every tour, that kind of thing, and always said that I would take the entire family to see them if they ever came around. Well, so happens every time that's sort of happened where they're at an age where this makes sense to do, they never come to D.C. Like this last time around,
yeah,
they didn't tour, they skipped D.C., and even so at this last one, so I'm not doing it. So I kind of gave up on that one, and my daughter's taken an interest into some of the more college alternative type songs, more radio type songs, like Wolf Alice was one that she was listening to, and I was like, if they come, I will take you.
Nice.
Because I saw an opportunity where she'd heard a song, she liked it, and I said, if they come to town, I will take you to it. We took her to see Wolf Alice. Great show. I think Jim was there.
I was there at that show. Wow. Yeah.
Very small club in downtown D.C. A few months later, I took her to see Daywave, which was also another one that was sort of breaking on the radio scene, I think through satellite radio or something. But she mentioned Daywave, and I was like, they come to town, I will take you. And literally, we stood right in front of the stage, right in front of the guy. She has a wide range of interests in music. I'm just glad to see that some of it I can actually talk to her a little bit about. Yeah. So it's kind of nice. So, because I listen to all those same bands.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just surfing the web. And
oh, cool.
I happened upon this website called Rockin' the Suburbs. It's at suburbspod.com.
Ah, that's a great website.
What a good URL.
It has little recaps of this really cool show. Mm-hmm. You can check that out. And then there's also this one great part where you click on it and you get Rickrolled.
Sounds like a fun destination for all.
It's really fun. You go there, you just type in then the little bar up at the top, suburbspod.com. That's it.
And it takes you there.
It's free.
Okay. So you use your dial-up. First you dial in to the internet.
Yep.
Get that going. And you go to suburbspod.com.
Yep. And you will never leave. Okay, and we're back on Rockin' the Suburbs. And before the break, you heard Daywave. The
Correct.
Song was Ceremony.
Yep.
Reminds me a little bit of Joy Division.
Yeah, that's, yeah, good choice.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
A good connection, yes. Good cover there. So, Daywave been getting a lot of attention through the satellite radio, I think. They had a couple songs that were hits through there, only putting out EPs, and I think... their first album actually comes out sometime this May.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, so. Have to look for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dan, what about you and the kids?
I feel like a bit of a failure.
those two songs, I could see, I'm just going to talk about my daughter who's 22. She probably would really like those songs if I didn't suggest that she listen to them.
The eternal curse of fatherhood. Yes.
So, you know, if we're driving in the car, she'll hijack the radio or, you know, she might appreciate some subtle, you know, sort of backdoor suggestions, but the direct ones usually don't work.
Right.
So I'm going to throw back to the time when she would actually listen to me. And this is back the Beatles One collection,
okay,
which was all the Beatles hits. So and also for Christmas this year, she wanted a record player, which
that's
I thought
a
was
good thing.
Kind of cool.
Yes.
And I thought, all right, she wanted there was one record she wanted, and I figured I'd throw in another one. It's all I could afford because vinyl is quite expensive, I discovered.
Talking like 20, 25 bucks a shot these days.
For new stuff,
That's right.
So I got her Abbey Road. I had to show her how to find the little grooves on the record and how the needle worked. It was kind of an amazing thing because I haven't played an album. You guys probably are still listening to vinyl, but that's packed away with all the CDs that I no longer have, which we talked about earlier in the week. So, and this will go back to the Chuck Berry piece. So we're going to play Come Together. And if you heard the Chuck Berry episode, you know that one of the lines from this album was taken straight from a Chuck Berry song. Song that holds up well.
Oh man, you know, even almost 50 years later, the simplicity and, you know, minimalism of that song is pretty stunning.
So it's funny because in kind of a reverse way, I have an experience, personal experience with this song, which was that when I was a teenager, you know, buying records at that time, I was mostly buying like stuff that was hits of the era.
Right.
But I'm one time you know, I'm starting to expand a little bit and get into some other stuff. And one time I'm over at my aunt's house and she had a very worn copy of Abbey Road.
Wow.
And I was like, can I borrow this? And she said, just take it. So she
have it.
So she gave it to me. And it's funny because when I hear this now, you know, I hear like all the pops and hisses, and, you know, all that that happened. But I can distinctly remember like sitting down, putting this on my stereo that I had in my room, and I would wear like those big headphones.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we have on now, but bigger.
Like that, yeah.
Because you didn't want, you know, your parents to hear what you were listening to. So it's, you know, kind of like what we're talking about, except they weren't earbuds. But when you put this album on and the headphones and the first thing you hear is Come Together with that bass and everything, you're just like, and you're like 15 years old or something, you're just blown away. Well, it's great.
Sadly, the portable record player that I got her has these really crappy little built-in tinny speakers. And I'm like, you know, you can connect that to a much better speaker with Bluetooth. And she's like, no, I like the sound of this sort of crackling, low quality. I'm like, okay.
It's got a charm. So I have to ask you, Dan, what was the other record that she wanted?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
The soundtrack, really? Which seems to have Moon River played four different times, I believe. It's an Audrey Hepburn thing, I think. Is what that's about.
She's a style icon. Well, that's quite a combination, but good for you for getting her the Beatles, because that, every track on Abbey Road.
But, you know, I've heard a lot of great music this week, so I may make a little mental list and say, hey, you know, just here's some cool music I've heard lately. Check it out.
There you go. Right. Very subtly.
Or visit suburbspod.com.
Indeed. I haven't got that ingrained, nice segue, but very good idea.
They'll all be listed there, right? I got to tell you, my kids are now 16 and 12, and I think like all of us, like, you know, when they're little, they're very open to listening to whatever, and we would listen to a lot of Beatles. That's very kid-friendly. I took them once to see the Go-Go's. live.
Nice. Fantastic.
They loved it. It was a great, you know,
that was a lot
show
of,
that was great for kids
fun.
When they were little.
Peppy,
they, it was outdoors at Wolf Trap, and they danced, and it was a great time.
Yeah.
Other things that weren't as successful, I one time took our son, maybe about, you know, 2-3 years ago, also to Wolf Trap to see John Fogerty.
Oh.
Which I thought, you know, it's fun music. Like, you could really like that. No, he wasn't into that
Wasn't
at all.
Into Fogerty.
No,
huh?
No, he was, like, ready to go. So, now that they're older, of course, they just have their own stuff.
Sure.
They're not into vinyl. We have a family subscription to Spotify, and so that's pretty much it for them. They just listen to all that. So, one funny story, and then I'll tell you something else. One was that I really enjoy now about my daughter being 16. Like, now she's trying to explore and find her own stuff that she likes.
Yeah.
And with Spotify, she's got this whole world of music. One day she comes to me, this was very recently, and she says, that t-shirt that you have, that you wear, that's, I didn't know, like, that's a really cool band. So what happened was, I have this concert t-shirt that is over 20 years old now I still have, and it's of Sonic Youth, Dirty.
Oh.
And it has the, like, sock puppet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Album cover on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you didn't know that that was a band or whatever? She's like, no, I just thought it was a funny shirt. It has a sock puppet on it. Like, why wouldn't that be a t-shirt, right? So now she's like, yeah, I think so. It was, and I was saying, like, I bought that actually at a show on that tour in the early to mid 90s, whatever it was. And so I think I earned a little bit of cred there. Yes. So that's funny that she discovered Sonic Youth. I was very excited
about
that.
That's very cool. Yeah, yeah.
But the song I'm going to play out with here is, I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach here.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song that I'm kind of hoping to get her into. So I'll tell you that story in just a second here.
To be continued.
Yes. Yeah. So please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day. A lot of days we have guests.
Like this.
Like this, which is really fun. We get to hear other people's stories. You don't just hear us talk.
No, that's right.
Which is nice.
Yep.
You can find the show on iTunes or Audioboom or Stitcher or TuneIn. And you can also, as I mentioned, visit our website, which is suburbspod.com, where you'll see the songs that we played and past episodes. And you can listen to the episodes there if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, @suburbspod, or you can call our suburban party line. Tell your story about your musical relationship with your kids or what you've gotten them into or what they've rejected or whatever.
Yeah.
If you call, leave a message. We'll put you on the show. And the number is 612-440-1984. So do that. Okay. I want to thank our guests.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan and Kevin.
Thanks, Dan and Kevin. We really appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a long week, but, you know, it was worth it.
You have to clean up down here.
Finally,
now, Jim.
Yes. We can finally release them from their sequester.
That's right.
Okay. Now, so here's the song I want to play.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, you know, I've kind of had varying degrees of success getting the kids into music. One thing that I've done many times, kind of like you were saying, Kevin, I invite my daughter a lot of times, especially if it's, you know, on a weekend, to go to a show that I'm going to, and she almost always says no. There was, like I mentioned, that Go-Go show, but she was really little then. I'm struggling to think if she's gone to anything with me. I don't think so. She just never seems to want to do that. Oh, I've taken her to shows that she wanted to see, with a friend a few years ago, the band Paramore.
Oh, okay.
You know, stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway, this past summer, we took a vacation to Asia, and we were in Japan, in Tokyo, for like a week. And they're really into, both the kids now are just really into, you know, Japanese stuff and anime, you know, for example, and things like that. And I saw on the listings, the concert listings in D.C., that an old band that I was familiar with from the 90s, Japanese all-female band, called Shonen Knife.
Shonen Knife
is coming to Black Cat. So I told, I didn't tell her, I texted her. I texted my daughter and I said, this, we have to go. You are going. This will be great. You're going to like this. We're going to go. It's at the end of April and I'm going to take her to see Shonen Knife. I think she'll really enjoy it.
Fantastic. Yeah. May the knife be with you.
Yeah. So we're going to hear one of their hit songs. Hit is maybe overstating it.
Sure.
A song that some people may be familiar with from the 90s. It's called Riding on the Rocket. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
Kevin Goff.
Dan Gursky.
Thanks a lot again, guys. And to our listeners, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.
Konnichiwa.